From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures. Also being scrutinized is British Prime Minister David Cameron. Mr. Cameron told Parliament Tuesday he has nothing to worry about.
I own no shares. I have a salary as Prime Minister, and I have some savings, which I get some interest from, and I have a house which we used to live in, which we now let out while we're living in Downing Street. And that's all I have. I have no shares, no offshore trusts, no offshore funds, nothing like that.
David Cameron. Polls have just closed in Tuesday's primary election in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are hoping for victories that will overshadow the delegate advantage held by their leading candidates. Republican leader Donald Trump is cautious about predicting the outcome.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't even want to talk about it yet. We'll see what happens. I think we're going to do really well. The people of Wisconsin are amazing. They want to see strong borders. They want their jobs to stay here. They don't want other countries taking all their jobs and manufacturing. And I think we're going to have a great evening. We'll see what happens.
Donald Trump. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto, the ICC said Tuesday. Judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. The judges said prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial. They said their decision does not preclude further prosecution in the future, either at the ICC or in a national jurisdiction. This is VOA News. South Korea says North Korea is now capable of mounting a nuclear warhead on its medium-range missiles. A South Korean official says his government has no evidence that North Korea has actually deployed such a missile. U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday championed the government's new steps to try to make it less attractive for American companies to cut their U.S. tax bills by buying foreign companies to technically move their headquarters overseas while retaining operations in the United States. The practice is known as tax inversion. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges. She said in Frankfurt, Germany, that those challenges include slower growth, low commodity prices, and potential financial tightening by many governments. European Commission First Vice President Franz Timmermans says Poland's constitutional crisis could be solved through dialogue. He says a rule of law procedure by the Commission may be avoided.
I don't want to prejudge or preempt on any next steps. Why? Because I did get the feeling today that there is room for dialogue and room to find a solution without the European Commission having to take any next steps.
Timmermans met with Poland's foreign minister and the head of the Constitutional Tribunal to discuss the effects of legal changes that some see as harming the court's ability to review or challenge legislation. Poland's court crisis puts it at risk of being sued by the European Court of Human Affairs. I should say human rights. Officials in Greece and the European Union are trying to decide who will be among the next migrants to be sent to Turkey under terms of a recent agreement between the two. There are about 3,000 detained migrants in Greece. This Pakistani man is resigned to going back.
All people, all boys, very upset. Very. My lost money? My heart ready? Why you Turkey back?
The influx of migrants continues. Officials have said 300 people arrived in Greece just on Sunday. Military spending across the globe has increased for the first time since 2011. That's according to new data by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Total world military spending was $1.7 trillion for 2015. That's an increase of 1% over 2014. One of two rival Libyan governments says it is disbanding to make way for the new UN-brokered unity government. The Tripoli-based Islamist National Salvation Government issued a statement Tuesday saying it is putting the interest of the nation above everything else. The statement said its prime minister, parliament, and ministry chiefs are all stepping down. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.